Welcome back to I Choose Me. My name's Nadine Leopold and I'm recording from London. In today's episode, I wanted to speak about what it is like to have your parents get divorced. It's something that so many young people experience, and because my podcast a lot of times is for younger girls, and I also realized I have a lot of parents listening to the podcast, which is honestly so beautiful because I think it's so important for parents to also hear a lot of these things, because a lot of times when you have a 14, 15, 16, 17 year old, you know, we all close up and we keep all these experiences to ourselves. We keep our emotions to ourselves. And a lot of times at that age, you just really don't want to share how you feel with your parents because, you know, you're just in puberty and it just doesn't feel right. So this episode, I wanted to dedicate to that because my parents got divorced when I was 14 years old. And it was, I think, out of all the experiences I've made, it was probably the hardest experience because at the time it was something that was very unexpected. It was something that was so hard for me to understand. And at that age, you don't really have the maturity yet to understand that your parents are just humans and that you one day will be at the same age as they are and you'll be an adult one day. And, you know, you'll understand where they were coming from, what they've been through. And, you know, the thing is when you're really young, and when I was 14, I always thought that, you know, adults have it figured out. Grown-ups have it figured out. I always felt I put my parents on such a high pedestal, which, you know, at the end of the day, it's not really fair because, like I said, they're just people, but you just don't see them as just people when you're younger. You see them as like these superheroes that are, they're just indestructible people in your head. And when those people get divorced, it's the first time that you can see proper weakness in them. And it was the first time that I saw my dad cry. It was the first time I saw my mom cry. And it was when you're really young and the people that are supposedly your little superheroes in life suddenly show that, you know, they can't fly or they're not really invincible and they can't really read minds, suddenly it's like, oh, wow, they're so human. And it's almost like it's hard for children to understand that because parents are all about protecting you and they're raising you. They're making sure that you become a good person one day. And when suddenly you see weakness, it's like, oh, whoa, wait, they're not really paying attention at the time, or they might be going through a hard time. And when they show their feelings, it's like, or overwhelming as a child because, you know, you're figuring out your own stuff. You're becoming a little bit human and you're just figuring out life as well. And it's really tough. For me, it was, like I said, it was very unexpected. And my parents in my head were always, I just couldn't imagine them never being together. And I think one of the things I didn't understand at the time too that really, really damaged me was I felt really guilty because when I saw my parents fight, I always thought in my head, what would I do if they would get divorced? Would I go with my mom? Would I go with my dad? What would it feel like if they would get divorced? And what would my friends say? What would I do? Where would we live? Like, you ask all these questions, which now I understand that's completely normal because it's, you just don't know and you just don't understand that scenario and you just play with it in your head. But because I played with that scenario in my head when my parents were fighting, I suddenly felt like it's my fault because I thought, oh my God, if I thought about it so much and I was thinking about it and I was imagining it and maybe, you know, maybe I manifested it or maybe I sent it out there in the universe and it's my fault that they got divorced, because if I wouldn't have had all these thoughts, then maybe they would still be together. Maybe I always thought at the time that, you know, maybe if there's a God, he just heard my thoughts and he made them come true and I never wanted that. And so I felt so guilty. And it was so hard. And at the time, I obviously didn't understand that it wasn't my fault. And naturally, my parents were going through their own way of dealing with it and processing it. And I think for parents, it's so hard to understand that you do have the right to feel all these feelings and you do have the right to go through it yourself. But I think for children, it's just so important to know that it won't change. It won't change the fact that how much they love you. It doesn't always mean that, you know, if your parents get divorced, like, you know, you'll lose one of them. Or if you live with one person, you'll never see the other person. It's so important for parents to not forget that you put children in the world and now you have a responsibility to make sure that they feel like they're still important. And I think it's so important for children to feel like they're the most important thing at all times, because they're really, really innocent in this situation. And for me, when I was 14, I didn't have a lot of girlfriends around because I was going through my hardest bullying time. And the girlfriends I had were just not sensitive at all. They couldn't understand my pain. They didn't want to hear about what I had to say. And you know, because I was really lonely and because I was going through such a hard time, I just found comfort in someone who was a lot older and who ended up abusing me for 2 years. And it was just, I literally opened a door that became hell for me for a few years. And, you know, I can't blame anyone for it because at the time, I just didn't understand. And I think for anyone that's listening, like if you have friends around where the parents are going through a divorce, never underestimate it, because no matter if the parents have been fighting, no matter if you thought your friends are expecting it, or, you know, no matter what their situation is, your friends really need friends around. And it's so important to be able to have people to talk to and share your pain with, because it's just something that to take it on your own when you're a young kid, it's just a lot to ask. And I think for anyone that has parents that are just going through a divorce, I can just tell you that you, as much as it sucks, and it sucks when your parents aren't together, and it is terrifying because you just don't know how they'll handle it. And the divorce, there's so much financial stuff that's in the way and legal stuff that's in the way. They're going to be completely occupied with all these questions. And once they've settled all of that, they'll need time to find themselves. So you need to understand that whatever's going on right now, you also need to look out for yourself and to make sure that you don't take it personal and don't be too hard on your parents. Because what I realized is when I got older that, you know, parents aren't perfect people and they don't have all the answers just because they're older. And like I said, parents aren't superheroes. So you need to let them also be just humans. And you need to see that if two people don't want to spend time anymore, if they don't want to be together anymore, they should have the right to make that choice. And they also should have the right to be happy for their lives, and you should allow them to find happiness as well. Because for me, I always thought about it that way, that, you know, as much as I always wanted my parents to be together, the thought of them being together, not being happy, and the thought of them one day looking back and wondering what their life could have been like while we are out there selfishly trying to figure out our lives, it just felt so unfair. And you just have to put your pain aside and think, you know, they're people and they deserve to have happiness and they deserve to fall in love again. And they deserve all of that, because at the end of the day, like I said, circumstances change a lot of times and things aren't always the way they were planned. And you also one day will be an adult and you'll understand that relationships aren't easy. And a lot of times you need a partner in your life that is the right person for you at the time. But once, you know, time changes and you grow and you get older, or, you know, you find different interests, people grow apart so quickly. And I think a lot of times people fall in love very quick. They make quick decisions and they regret them. And, you know, I think it's okay. And I think it's so much harder when there's children involved, obviously, and it's harder when it's your parents. But at the end of the day, you might find yourself in the same place one day. And it's so important that we also just make sure that we create a difference between marriage and the love that you have for your children. And to make sure, like I said, that your children will feel so important, completely aside from your relationship with your partner as well. And I think if I ever get married, for me, it would be so important to be with someone that, you know, you don't just have children for the fun of it or because people expect that to be the next step. Like, you should have children with someone where you feel like that person will be a great person for the children as well. Or, you know, you can make these choices and you need to look out for those children as well. Because a lot of times I think people, they fall in love, they get married and they just have kids because that's just the next step. And then when everything crumbles, suddenly it's like, oh yeah, you know, now that I'm not with that person anymore, like suddenly they realize that they never really looked out for the kids. They never really, you know, made the effort of getting close with them as well. And children were just part of the family. And then you lose connection. And that's when a lot of times, you know, one parent moves on, has a new family and forgets about the other child. And it's so hard. And so I think it's so important that for any next generation that when we get to the same point of where we want to create a family and get married, to make sure that you do it for the right reasons. And if you put children in this world, to make sure that you put them in the world for the right reasons and to make sure that you make them feel so, so loved and not make them the purpose of your relationship, but make them an addition, you know? Like, you don't want to have children just to fix something or to fix a relationship or do it because people expect it for you. You want to do it because, you know, you want to give them your all. And then if there's a divorce or a breakup between your parents, it's not going to be that hard on the children because, you know, they know that they have a place in your life no matter what. And yeah, so I will also try to interview a friend of mine whose parents are also going through a divorce. And I honestly have to say that most of my friends have divorced parents and we all have really weird relationship with like them individually, because fact is we're like one of the first generations after the divorce generation, because when my mom got married, it was for such different reasons and it was so not different reasons as in love, but it's just, I think things happened so much earlier and divorce was so much less accepted. So people made commitments without thinking about it a lot more. And people stayed in relationships unhappy for so much longer until there was such a big buildup that it ended up as an explosion. And I think our generation, we have so much more freedom because, you know, getting divorced isn't a big deal. And if you can make sure that, divorces are also, you know, people don't just stay with someone and then have children because, you know, they're trying to fix it. No, it's like better for people to get out of it and start over and only have a family when they're 100% sure that it's the right time or the right place. Or if there was someone where, you know, a lot of times it isn't the right place, it isn't the right time, but at least it's with someone where you know that that person will be a good parent as well, because you owe it to that child to make sure that it will be loved on both sides. And yeah, so it's such an interesting subject to me and I would love to hear your guys' stories. And if you have stories that you can share with me, or I would love to do an episode where I can just share a bunch of your guys' experiences anonymous as well, because I do think so many people have divorced parents and it's such an interesting subject. And I would love to know how you guys felt about it and how you guys deal with it. And looking back on when it happened to what's the difference to it now. But thank you guys for listening. Thank you for hearing my thoughts. And like I said, basically just sharing my experiences with you and my thoughts. And I hope that that way we can all feel, you know, a little less alone if we go through things. And thank you guys for listening in. Thank you for listening to I Choose Me. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. For more information, you can follow me on my Instagram, Nadine Leopold.